This is Sound and Season. It's Friday, the 21st day of Lent. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified, and a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them, but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen, until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. And they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Church Father Chrysostom wrote that in the Transfiguration, Jesus manifested to his disciples the God who was dwelling among them. In other words, the Jesus whom they had come to know and journey with on the dusty roads of Israel had humbled himself from his place in glory, and in this brief moment on the mountaintop, the curtain was pulled back, and they beheld his glory. And Christ stands with Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets. Augustine notes that the voice of the Lord does not say, "These are my beloved sons," for only one is the Son. The others are adopted. It is he that is commended to them, Christ, from whom the law and the prophets derive their glory. Of the overwhelming brilliance of the light of Christ's glory, the first century church father Origen wrote in his commentary, "When Jesus transfigured, his face shines like the sun, that he may be manifested to the children of light, who have put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. They are no longer children of darkness or night, but have become sons and daughters of the day, and walk honestly as in the day. Being manifested, he will shine unto them not simply as the sun, but as demonstrated to be the Son of righteousness." Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for according to your great mercy, you have caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us. Guard us by your power. Grant us the eyes to see, ears to hear, and the will to respond to your grace and mercy today. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.